Oh, yeah, you can feel the excitement in the gymnasium tonight. The Hanover Horton Comets unbeaten on the year, facing the 9-1 Michigan Center Cardinals. The Cardinals only lost earlier this season to this Hanover Horton team. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, ready to go here from Hanover Horton. Shout out to John Denny and the staff here at Hanover Horton High School. Some technical issues a while ago, but we got it worked out. We had plenty of time to get it worked out, and they got their crack technical team on it, and we're ready to go. So thanks to John and the crew at Hanover Horton. Realistically, a year ago, 2 years ago, last year we were cool, but a year ago, 2 years ago, we could come up in here, and we're trying to think of a good name for this booth that we have up here. I think GOC used to call it the gondola.
The gondola, yeah.
I think since it's the Hanover Horton or the Comets, this is like the
observatory.
Observatory. But we couldn't. It was so difficult for us to do games out here. They have poor cellular signal, and it's so far from any door, so to get an antenna outside or anything was always tough.
Yeah.
We do it because it's great to come out here with this crowd and this team, but they went through and made some updates technically for us, and we really appreciate it. John Denny and the crew at Hanover Horton truly do support their Hanover Horton basketball teams and sports teams. They've got a great volleyball program out here. And so thanks to John and the whole crew at Hanover Horton tonight on one of our sponsors on the broadcast. Our pregame is brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. Those guys are probably going to be busy with the winter weather advisory we've got going on for the next 24 hours or so. But we're glad to be here tonight. No issues making it out here for anybody. It's going to be a standing room only place here before the tip-off, because these two teams have been rivals, and once again they're the top two teams in the Cascades Conference.
And to quote the great Ric Flair, to be the man you got to beat the man, and Michigan Center needs to beat these guys to bring themselves into a first place tie in the Cascades. But on top of that, really give them a ton of momentum going into the rest of their season, where they've got a tough road ahead of them with an opponent strength of schedule at 5:28.
Yeah, and the junior varsity game, Michigan Center with a come-from-behind win, 57-56. And I'm hoping that we get that same kind of drama here with the varsity contest. But when we walked into the gym, Jason, the Hanover Horton Comet JV was up 15-5.
Yeah.
The Cardinals came back from that deficit to get the W tonight. So congrats to them. Siraki, what's his first name as?
You're talking about Brock.
Brock Siraki.
Ice cold from the line. Well, not ice cold. I use cool as ice, I guess I should say.
Yeah, he was unflappable.
Yes.
At the line, Brock Siraki iced the game for the Cardinals. And a big three-point bucket, too, at one point in that one. But anyway, we're all about the varsity tilt now. So the Comets, as I mentioned, unbeaten on the year, 10-0, 8-0 in the Cascades Conference. The Detroit Free Press has them ranked number 2 in Division 3. Number 1 is Flint Beecher, which is
usually number 1.
Often up near number 1. And last time that this Comets team went to the semis, they ran into that Beecher buzzsaw. But that's who they'll be looking up at in those rankings anyway, the rest of the way. Max Preps has them at 4.
Yeah.
Number 4 in that. But, you know, you got to earn your way to it, and they've done it so far, and they've been beating up on teams, really. Huge margins of victories for the Comets all year long, and when you're looking at some of these point differentials, you almost do a double take.
Yeah.
Their last couple games, East Jackson and Addison, they won by 49 and 44 points, respectively. Their largest margin of victory was an 85-34 drubbing of Vandercook Lake, and this is not a bad Vandercook Lake team.
No.
We just saw them. So, Hanover Horton's very talented. And that game on December 12th against Michigan Center, Jack Brocky goes out for 22 points. He led the way. Mitch Sauber with 14 points. But the 10-point victory was their closest game all season.
Yeah, and that's, we were talking up here. Some people said Hanover by 20. Some people said Hanover by 15. And somebody said, oh, well, it's going to be a close game for sure. And I said, well, for you guys, define close.
Yeah.
Because the closest game you've had all year was against this team, and it was a 10-point win. So your average, point differential is a plus 34.6. So,
yeah.
I mean, you played 10 games, and you've outscored your opponents by almost 350 points. You're a force, absolutely.
No question. Again, a 70-26 win they're coming off of against Addison. Their best challenge off season was Michigan Center. Meanwhile, the Cardinals at 9-1, they've had a tougher road to that fantastic record. We mentioned their only loss to this Hannibal Horton team, but it doesn't mean they haven't come close. And their last couple, they had back-to-back tilts against Grass Lake. They won by 5-3.
Yeah, and Grass Lake gave them all that they can handle. And they're a sub-500 team this year. They're 5-6 on the year. Going into that game, they were 5-4. But they were flirting around that 500 number going in, and Grass Lake gave them all that they can handle. So this isn't the Michigan Center teams that we're accustomed to, where they can just run you out of the gym, shoot the lights out. It was the last time these two teams played, Michigan Center looked like they deliberately played at a slower pace just to sort of throw off the Hanover, trying not to let them dictate their pace.
Yeah, in that game, Trevor Keeler with 14 points, Carter Wiley with 11, and Jaleel Brown with 11 to lead the Cardinals scoring in the last time these two teams met. And just for comparison, Michigan Center, Max Preps has them at number 20. They're in Division II.
Yep.
So it's not quite the same division, but they're not a bad team. Statewide, they're in the top 25.
You'll take that.
You're going to look at this matchup, and we've been excited about it. The first matchup didn't let us down. 10-point difference, but it didn't ever feel like it was out of hand.
Yeah.
So tonight we're hoping for a close one and a competitive one. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing, and we'll come back and look at the starters on WKHM, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Organic ones, it was so fun. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, nearing game time for the Michigan Center Cardinals, visiting the Hannibal Horton Comets and add-on sponsor tonight, Hannibal Horton Schools. I always love it out here. I hear nothing but good things. Jason, let's go ahead and get into these starting lineups.
Yeah, we'll start with the visiting Michigan Center Cardinals. They will roll out seniors Braden Cosmet, Ason Barber, and Trevor Keeler, along with juniors Carter Wiley and Jaleel Brown. On the flip side of that, for the Hanover Horton Comets, it's the usual suspects for them. They'll have juniors Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, and Rhett and Luke Laketta, along with senior Donovan Kennedy.
Yeah, this is basically the same starting lineup they ran with last year, and with the exception of Donovan Kennedy, I don't see any reason why we won't see four of these five guys back out in the starting lineup next year. It's a really good Hannibal Horton team now. It only looks like they got a even brighter future ahead. So, Jason, you want to make a prediction tonight?
Michigan Center came out and played with a lot of emotion the last time out, and they really had them on the ropes for a little while. I don't know if they can keep that same level of intensity, but I think this will be a good game. I am thinking Hanover by 15.
I think it's going to come down to game plan, and we'll see if coaching legend out here, Chad Mortimer, can outthink our guy here from Michigan Center, Travis Gaddy.
Yeah.
We'll take two-minute break, and we'll be back with the game tip-off set for Michigan Center and Hanover Horton on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hanover Horton High School. Pre-game brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. Gosh, if you get caught in that snowstorm, it's going to be real cold too, Jason.
Yeah.
That's going to cause a few non-starts, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Saturday, we're looking at negative double-digit figures for the wind chill. So
Yeah. Definitely
stay safe out there for sure.
Maybe fill up your gas tank tonight.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But Jimmy's Towing, thanks to them for supporting high school sports on the radio here. Live coverage of Hannibal Horton and Michigan Center. These two teams have become very familiar with each other over the last few years. And it's going to stay that way, it looks like, for the next couple, too. Hannibal Horton's going to be very good for a long time,
oh, yeah.
Jason. It's pretty clear to see, but at least... And that JV game was uber competitive the whole way, and it just looks like you just keep seeing these guys move along and looking forward to just duking it out every year.
Yeah, they don't... both of these teams, really, they don't retool, they reload, for sure. And you're seeing that evidence now with the way that the juniors are stepping up into starting roles in both of these programs and continuing that that tradition and that legacy into future generations.
Introducing the Hanover Horton Comets on the floor as we join you live from the observatory at the Comets gym. Thank you to Lisa Haynes from Michigan Center, the scorekeeper. She set us up with the starting lineups tonight, and she got it right, it looks like.
Right on the money. Sometimes Coach likes to throw us a curveball and start somebody different, but
or he'll slow play us and he'll go, I'm not sure who's gonna start yet. We wait around and then he goes, yeah, it's just the regular guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows what's up.
Coach Mortimer with some final instructions.
And this house is packed. I mean, they've had to make several announcements to clear the entryways and find a seat. I don't know if there's one to be found, to tell you the truth.
All right, there's a row here where the people got their feet up
on
the
bleachers. Yeah,
you
can
slide some more people in there.
Yeah.
It's the VIP section, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Two guys in the circle. It's Jack Brocky, Carter Wiley. Ball is up, tapped, and Brocky gets it. To Rhett Lachetta, will hand it off to Mitch Sauber, and the Comets will start on the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Sauber at the top to the right wing for Lachetta. Down low to a cutting Jack Brocky. Trevor Keeler got there on the defense, but a little contact. And the first whistle goes against Michigan Center.
Yep, and that one is on Keeler. That's his first, team's first, obviously.
Really like Jack Brocky's game. He's got a dead eye from beyond the arc, but he'll go and cut inside and play in the post, too. He's very versatile. And on the inbound, Carter Wiley jumps the passing route, and it's stolen. He's up the floor quickly, open for three, fires. No. Short, rebound tapped, and offensive rebound for Cosmet. And the Cardinals get a second shot in on their first trip down the floor. 0-0, 7.5 to go first quarter on WKHM. Asan Barber working against Luke Lachetta. Gets into the paint, up and double clutch, blocked by Rhett Lachetta. And he recovers it, too, and streaking Luke Lachetta goes up the middle of the floor, past the defense, scoops it and scores it. The Comets are on the board 2-0.
He goes right around everybody. Center quickly back up the floor.
Asan Barber in the corner goes to Cosmet out deep left wing. Cross court to Brown, his first touch tonight, and he'll look to drive from there. Behind the back, lost his footing for a moment. Passes out to Wiley. He'll drive into the lane. Looks like an extra step, and yes, they do call it the travel violation.
Yeah, he definitely took the extra step trying to get around the defense there.
Student sections are full tonight and very vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Good way to start a weekend if you're a high school student with a great basketball game like we've got right now. 2-0 Comets with the basketball. Mitch Sauber, right wing for Rhett Lachetta. As he looks into the paint, nothing there. Jack Brocky gets it at the top. Now Sauber takes it left wing. Gets down low to Luke Lachetta. He's double-teamed. He'll dribble out of there. Double-team follows him. Cross-court to Kennedy. Pump fakes from three. Drives, but he'll take an extra step on the takeoff.
And we talked about that during the JV game. That's something that's going to get called often is when you make that little jab step and then try to take off before you start your dribble. You're going to get called for that every time.
Unless it's the NBA.
Unless it's the NBA.
Here comes Cosmet for the Cardinals. Left wing side. He'll dribble across the top to the right wing. Gets a screen from Wiley, doesn't use it in the corner for Barber. Now Wiley out right wing, calls for Barber to come around, hands it off. Barber from the outside goes cross court to Cosmet. Now he dribbles across the top. There's Braden Cosmet, crossover into the lane. He's at the elbow, picks up his dribble, passes out. Now Barber's got it. Patience here by the Cardinal offense. Keeler gets it, he'll drive, gets past Kennedy into the lane.
And one.
Scores and one. Nice move by Trevor Keeler. Trevor Keeler, a transfer to Michigan Center from Hanover Horton. Showing off the offensive skills there, drives the lane. Scores the bunny, gets the Cardinals on the board. He's got a chance to give them their first lead of the night. 2-2, we're tied with 6:01 to go first quarter.
That foul, by the way, on Donovan Kennedy.
Keeler hits the free throw, and it's 3-2 Cardinals. Mitch Sauber over the midline. Right side for Brocky. Eyeballing the court. Finds a great cut by Lachetta. Brocky catches him in perfect position, and he gets the bunny to go. 4-3. Barber drives. Pass out, and too high for Keeler. Out of bounds. Unforced error there by Michigan Center.
And last trip down the floor. That was the perfectly executed offensive system that Chad Mortimer likes to run. Get the ball down low inside, preferably to someone cutting. And Luke Lachetta gets it done.
They go to Luke Lucchetta on the baseline, now working against Keeler. Spins, faces up. Out to Brocky. He's got space for three. Left it short. Keeler rebounds up the left side to Braden Cosmet. Dribbling up, he stops at the wing. Now passes back to Barber near midcourt. Barber will drive. Gets deep, double-teamed, hangs in the air. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and out of bounds. Last touch. And the Comets, that'll be Cardinal ball. Carter Wiley looked like he had it, and it was tapped away by a Comet defender. Cardinals will take it from the corner. Inbound Cosmet to Asan Barber deep in the right wing. He'll give it to Jaleel Brown. Brown looks to drive from the top into the lane. Passes out for Cosmet. Cross court to Keeler. Keeler takes a pause, spin move in the lane. And get a little contact. Official with a quick whistle there.
Yeah. They were pretty quick to call him, too, in the junior varsity game as well.
4-3, Comets lead right now. Cardinal ball, 5 minutes exactly remain on the first quarter clock.
Donovan Kennedy will take a seat for Bryce Sanders. Kennedy picks up his second foul quickly.
Keeler looking to inbound, gets it to Brown right by the three-point line in the corner. Cosmet now working from the right wing, gives it to Keeler at the left wing. He'll look to drive, gets into the paint, passes out. Cosmet in the corner to Brown. Picked up there by Sauber, gets a screen, pulls for three. It looked like it was going to brick, and then it just kind of died on the rim and fell through.
And they're going to call that a long two.
Yeah, stepped on the line, 5-4. Cardinals lead was one. Lucchetta across to Brocky. Back across to Rhett Lucchetta. He finds himself alone.
And he walked.
He took a little crow hop to set his feet for the three, and they're going to call him for traveling on it.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to just get into that set position that you see pretty much every Chad Mortimer player ever get into, and just did it with the ball in his hands, unfortunately.
Well, he caught it flat-footed, but then he wanted to get that little, you know, as though he had gotten that jump step. It's called a travel violation. Wouldn't have called it in the NBA, but we're here in the Cascades Conference. Drive and a spin move by Keeler. Absolutely looked like he was hammered. No call, but the loose ball recovered by Mitch Sauber. He'll stop and pop for three. Off back rim. Rebound. And so what looked like it was going to be some quick whistles. A lot of contact there, and Lucchetta goes to the ground, but it's out of bounds, and they call it last touch. Hanover Horton letting them play a little bit,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, letting them beat and bang a little bit more certainly than the junior varsity game.
Honestly, I'm okay with that.
I am too.
As long as it's going both ways equally, fair is fair. Asan Barber at the top. Picked up there by Lucchetta. Goes right wing for Cosmet.
They did give him a three on that, by the way.
They edited it.
They
so
did.
So it's 6-4. Cardinals, they change it to a three. Asan Barber behind the back, dribble into the lane. Passes out, stolen by Sauber. One-on-one with Brown. Brown thinks better of contesting. Doesn't want to commit an early foul. And we're tied at six after the Sauber fast break layup. 3:21 to go first quarter. Nice feed down low to Wiley. Nice footwork and a move to get it in the bucket. Wiley's got a chance at the three-point play with a little contact down low.
Solid positioning, great feed down into the low block. Good move in the post there by Wiley to draw the contact and have a nice look at the bucket.
You know, that goes way back to Jaleel Brown had it right wing and passed across court to Barber in the corner. And whenever all that movement to reposition the defense, and that left Wiley down in position. He did a great job boxing out. Hits the free throw there, and it's a three-point Cardinal lead, 9-6 with 3:09 to go first quarter. Luke Lucchetta will tie it up with a three-pointer from the left side.
And he is red hot. 7 of the team's first 9 here in the first quarter.
We're tied at 9 under 3 minutes now. Cosmet gets a screen from Wiley out to Barber. Lucchetta picks him up. Both teams in man-to-man defense so far. Barber drives out to Cosmet. Pump fakes the three. Now looks to drive baseline. Double team spins out of there. Lost the ball momentarily. Barber recovers, and he'll get it back to Cosmet as the Cardinals reset. We do have our first substitutions. Bryce Saunders into the game. Drive from Brown.
Good feed down low to Wiley.
Wiley from the high post takes the shot, goes off backboard, too strong, rebounded by Hanover Horton. Right side for Brocky. Cutting Sauber, finds some space. Good job by Carter Wiley to contest. Made Sauber have to think about the shot, put it up a little too high, and he missed. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Brown quickly up the floor, gets the shot, missed. Brocky up high for the rebound. Fast break triggered. Numbers for the Comets, but the Cardinals do get back. And Hannibal Horton has to reset. Saunders will pass it to Sauber. Saunders.
Big three.
And there's a three-point shot hit by the Comets.
Jack Brocky knocking that one down gives the Comets a 12-9 lead.
Barber in the corner passes out to Brown. Brown will drive from there. Double clutch into the air. Missed it. A little too strong. I think he was driving, hoping to get a foul. Cardinals get the bell on the loose ball. Carter Wiley on the pump fake, and he'll get called for that traveling violation we see so frequently.
Yeah, and we'll get... that would be Boomer Perry into the game for the Cardinals. And we will see also Trent Finnegan check in for Hannibal Horton.
Boomer Perry, one of your personal favorites.
Love Jesus. The name.
1:21 to go in the first. It's a three-point Comet lead, 12-9. Sauber with the basketball. To Rhett Laquette in the corner. He'll drive baseline. Gets all the way down and finishes with the right hand. Great attack there by Rhett Laquette. 14-9 our score. Comets across to Barber, left wing. Now he works his way toward the middle. Drives from the top back to Cosmet in the corner. Taking his time. Carter Wiley, opposite side, will hand it off to Brown. Jaleel working against Mitch Sauber. Right wing for Cosmet. Trying to find Boomer Perry in the post. Bryce Sanders is really fronting him. Perry sets a screen, tries to roll, nothing there. Cosmet will back his way out toward midcourt to reset. Now 31 seconds in the first quarter. Cosmet with a crossover against Sanders into the lane. Turns around, passes way out. Barber had to go up and catch that pass to keep it from going out of bounds. Now he gives to Brown, 19 seconds. Screen from Perry for Brown. Switches on to Brocky. Into the corner, Wiley's ready to pull for three, short. Perry taps the rebound to Brown. Missed. Rebound Perry again. Dives for it. And no, looks like he got pushed maybe, but they call out of bounds. It'll be Comet ball. Several chances for the Cardinals. Couldn't get anything to go. 6.7 for the Comets. Lead by five. Sauber quickly up the floor. 4 seconds into the paint. Up to Sanders. Bobbled it. And he'll call for a travel with 0.8 seconds to go.
Yet another traveling violation in this one. You can tell both teams are anxious to get that first step on each other.
5-point lead for the Comets with 0.8 to go first quarter. Brown goes way to, or Barber down to Brown. Got a great look at it. Way down court. Brown streaked. Got the shot from about the free throw line area. Floated it, but didn't get it to go. 14-9 is how we ended the first quarter. Comets lead Michigan Center. 1 minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Underway here, second quarter. Inbound to Jaleel Brown, and the Cardinals have the basketball first. Paint Brown, and an empty move there down low. Scoops it and scores it, and the Cardinals on the board again, 14-11. A little bit of a drought there at the end of the quarter for Michigan Center. Sauber back into the paint. Great feed to a cutting Luke Laquette, and he continues his hot start. Luke Laquette has just been doing a great job cutting to an open spot on the floor, and a great job by Mitch Sauber to find him for the open look. 16-11 our score. Barber dribbles into the elbow, and what do we get, a illegal screen?
Yep, we sure did, and that's going to go on Boomer Perry, it looks like.
That one happened... Jason, for me, right behind the pillar here in the observatory.
That was actually on Carter Wiley, his first team second.
Comets on the attack, drive from the top. Nice cut. Donovan Kennedy gets into the air, goes way up high.
Charging.
And Boomer Perry took the charge.
That's Donovan Kennedy's third foul.
You know, Jason, as high as Kennedy got before the contact ever happened, you can make a case that Boomer Perry slid under him a little bit. But you got to be honest, the last couple times we've seen center, Boomer Perry has gotten into foul trouble real early, so it's limited his effectiveness. But he's a hustle guy for the Cardinals.
Definitely.
Josh Sisk into the game for Michigan Center driving. Drops it off for Perry. Struggles to catch it. Does get it picked up, but he was triple teamed and they knock it away. Laketta feeds Brocky up the floor. Kennedy on the cut. And he'll finish that one strong. No charging violation for Donovan on that play. 18-11, the Comets lead. Brown into the lane, passes out. Wiley, crossover dribble from the corner, out to Sisk, deep left wing. Dishes it off to Jaleel Brown. High post for Boomer Perry, passes out to Brown. Almost turned it over. There's Barber, now right side for Sisk.
Michigan Center deliberately slowing the pace down to a stop here.
Brown will drive, gets into the lane. Tries to double clutch. Great help by Luke Laketta. Turns it over, and Rhett Laketta looked like he was trying to collect it to make a pass, and it slipped out of his hands. Double dribble, and a turnover by the Comets on the fast break.
Trevor Keeler going to jump back into the game for the Cardinals. Bryce Sanders in for Hanover.
6:01 to go. First half, 18-11, Comets lead. Cardinals with the basketball. Brown will pull for three. Got it. Nothing but the bottom on that one. 18-14. Cardinals cut the lead to four. Luke Laketta looks to answer with a three of his own, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the net.
Wow.
Trading shots here of a 21-14. The Comets with the advantage.
He's got 12 now.
Perry comes off the screen for Brown. Doesn't use it. Crossover hands to Barber instead. Asan will try to drive. Now he passes out. Brown for three again. He got it! Anything you can do, I can do better. Let's get it back to Luke Laketta for me. He's got it at the top. Pump fakes the three. Drives. Passes into the corner for Sauber. Three. Got it!
Wow!
Hot shooting here in the second quarter for both teams. 24-17. Comets lead, Brown into the lane, he'll float it, no, too strong. Right side for Luke Laketta up the right side at the wing, cross court to Brocky, into the corner, Sauber will fire for three again, no.
Missed everything.
Josh Sisk right there to get it. Gives to Brown up the right side, crossover into the corner for Barber, he's all alone for three, no. Sauber rebounds, looking up the court, Laketta ahead of everyone, Rhett's got to chase it down in the corner though. Saves it to Trevor Keeler, and here come the Cardinals. No fast break. They'll slow it down. Keeler setting up the offense from the top of the key. Looks to drive, spins in the lane.
Nice move.
One extra step was just what he needed. Pretty footwork there by Keeler, 24-19. Comets waste no time getting back up the floor. They're doubling Luke Laketta in the corner. There's a Jaleel Brown steal. He's got one-on-one on the break. Rhett Laketta tries to streak through and get the steal. Too much contact. He'll commit the foul. With 4:13 to go in the half, it's 24-19 Cardinals.
And that's going to be Laketta's first. Team's third.
You know, Rhett Laketta's another guy, Jason. Well, seems like we see him in foul trouble when we come out to watch him. He's going to get a breather right now.
Keegan Bennett into the game for the Cardinals, along with Braden Cosmet. Bryce Sanders in for Hanover.
And now we got a whistle on the floor.
Yep. And that one goes on Bryce Sanders, his first. And that is team number six.
Cardinals get it into Keeler for three. No. Long rebound. Chased down by the Comets to Sanders in the right wing. Stolen. Breakaway for Carter Wiley. Crossover into the lane. We get a bunch of contact. They're going to call an offensive foul.
Yeah, he tried to plow right on through him. Wiley going to commit the charge. That's going to be his second, team's third.
Well, it looked like, Jason, that Wiley was going to try to sidestep the defender, and the defender did a great job of just making sure he stayed in front of him.
Yeah.
The only way around me is through me. And he committed a foul. 4 minutes to go. It's 24-19. Comets lead. 30-second break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith from the Observatory at Hanover Horton High School. You know, if you've never been here, you have no idea what we're talking about when we say that. But if you've been here, you know exactly where we are. 24-19. Got a good streak there. They traded threes for a little while. And 24-19 is where we stand on the scoreboard. 3:52 to go in the half. Nice cut, back door for Brocky. And Luke Paquetta finds him. Easiest shot he's going to get tonight, probably. 26-19. Comets lead back out to 7. Cosmet back on the floor for the Cardinals. Keegan Bennett, right wing, will scoop it to Cosmet in the corner. Cosmet goes baseline, now dribbles back out. Sisk is there. To Keegan Bennett at the top. Looks to drive. Spins into the lane. Floats in.
Nice.
Off the backboard. And one.
Nice spin move. Good job to draw the contact there as well.
.325 to go. And the Comets lead cut to 5. Chance to make a 4 here with a free throw for Keegan Bennett Jr. on the floor here for Michigan Center.
That's the team's 7th. That's the first on Trent Finnegan. So he'll miss.
Missed the free throw. Rebounded by Bryce Sanders. Gets to Jack Brocky. Brocky works his way to the top of the key. Left wing for Luke Paquetta. Cross to Brocky. Eyeballs the basket. Loses it on the dribble. Loose ball on the floor. Keegan Bennett tried to grab it. Looks like it was knocked away by Jeremy Van Epps. Out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal basketball. So they get the stop with 3:11 to go in the half. Trailing by 5. Braden Cosmet up the floor. Goes left wing for Bennett. He's going to look to drive into the lane out to a wide open Trevor Keeler for 3. That one goes long. Boomer Perry gets it. And we got a call for a Comet basketball. He's going to try to get overridden by the official.
Yeah, it looked like Boomer Perry tried to save it back in bounds off of a Hanover player so it would bounce back out of bounds. But Boomer Perry was standing out of bounds, and it hit him before it hit the ground. And Hanover ball.
It looked like I thought that was the original call.
Yes, it was.
So I don't know why the other official came jetting in there. But nevertheless, Hanover Horton basketball, 2:54 to go in the half. Hanover Horton School is one of our sponsors on the game tonight. Thanks to John Denny. Perry, the athletic director, always helps us out with some quality rosters.
Yes. Love him.
Big print. He likes to give us big print.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Trevor Keeler with an open look for 3. Missed it. Rebounded by Sauber. And he looks quickly up the floor. Van Epps is there, right wing. Double teamed. Great feed down low to Sanders. Blocked by Brown. And he comes up with the loose ball. Nice job by Jaleel Brown on the defense.
Big time block from behind.
Braden Cosmet gives to Jaleel Brown near midcourt. Real close to midcourt. Almost could have stepped back on the line. He'll drive. Double team blocked by Rhett Laquetta. Laquetta comes up with the ball, and he'll trigger the break for the Comets.
Nice
running
feed.
Running is Trent Finnegan.
Wow.
The lefty finish. And 28-21. The lead pushed back to 7 with under 2 minutes to go in the half.
Good
nice
pass.
Nice defensive play by Rhett Laquetta, and then a great feed on the break. Keegan Bennett left wing into the paint. Cross court to Keeler. He'll look to drive. Gets deep. Blocked by Laquetta again. And last touch is on the Comets.
That'll get Ason Barber back into the game for center, along with Luke Laquetta and Jack Brocky for Hanover.
Consecutive trips down the floor. Rhett Laquetta with a block. Keegan Bennett will inbound. Nice cut by Brown. Nobody blocked it, but he missed it. Rebound tap to Sovereign. He's looking up the floor. Jaleel Brown gets to the passing lane and knocks it away. Cosmet up the floor. Had numbers momentarily, but didn't see a space. Brown will shoot three again. Missed that one side rim. Rebounded by Rhett Laketa. And another knockaway on the pass, but Laketa gets it back. Out to Brocky. He's open for a deep triple. No. Long rebound, Trent Finnegan. He loses the basketball on the way down. And last touch, Michigan Center. Finnegan in the right place at the right time to get the rebound, but he couldn't quite corral it. Sovereign inbound. Floats it into Luke Laketa. Laketa makes one move to the basket, gets some contact, and scores it. Very impressive first half here for Luke Laketa with 101 on the clock for the first half. It's going to make it 30-21. 9-point lead, the biggest of the game for Hanover Horton.
Honestly, I don't think we've seen Luke Laketa play this well in really any of the games that we've watched, at least from an offensive standpoint. This has been by far one of his best contributions.
Hits the free throw, 31-21. It's a 10-point lead. That was the final margin of victory for the Comets the last time these two teams met. Under a minute now left in the half. Left wing Keeler. Dribbles across the top, into the lane. Now passes out to Keegan Bennett. He'll cross over and go baseline. Pump fakes. Cross court. Nearly stolen, but Keeler's got it. He'll drive into the lane. Lefty finish. Goes. Mitch Sauber ready to come back up the floor, though. 31-23 with 33 seconds left. Luke McKenna, another three. No. Rebounded Bennett. Michigan Center. Offense coming up the floor with 25 seconds. Left side for Cosmet. Goes right side in at the wing for Brown. Gets a screen from Barber. Kind of a casual screen. Barber picks it up at the top of the key. Brocky's there to guard him with 6 seconds. Behind the back dribble. Step back three for Barber. Hit it! And that's going to do it for the half. Isolation and a nice step back fade and three-pointer. Shades of James Harden on that one.
Yeah, it was.
31-26, our halftime score. The Comets on top of the Cardinals, closing the gap there at the end. We've got two more quarters of basketball to go as we get you to the halftime here for Denny's Restaurant. These burgers are from Denny's? Turns from a question to a statement once you have one, because you're going to stop saying these burgers are from Denny's. You can say, heck yeah, these burgers are from Denny's.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes on the halftime. We'll come back and check out the totals, the numbers, and get things set up for the second half again. 31-26. Hanover Horton leads Michigan Center on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road, Hanover Horton leads Michigan Center 31-26. Any thoughts on the first half so far, Jason?
Well, I think it was a solid first half by Michigan Center. Unfortunately, they just didn't have the ability to shut it down on defense like we are accustomed to seeing from a Michigan Center team that is traditionally locked down, tenacious defense from one end of the floor to the other, and we didn't see that same level of intensity on the defensive side of the ball.
I think they were being selectively aggressive on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they, a couple times, went too long between buckets for them to expect to come away with a win in the end. They'll have to look for a way to get more consistent in the scoring if they want to keep up with Hanover Horton, because I don't doubt that the Comets will come out and ready to light it up in the third. That's kind of been their MO when I've seen their games. The third quarter, they like to own that quarter.
Yeah, and that's probably the big key to this one is going to be pulling away from Michigan Center, because we know in the previous game that we saw these two, Michigan Center started to make a late run late into the third and into the fourth quarter that really got the game a little bit on the interesting side before Hanover finally pulled away. So if they can really shut down Michigan Center in this third quarter and, like you said, win the quarter, then this one's pretty much all but over for Center.
Well, and we were here last week even.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into the halftime locker room, and Grass Lake was within 4 points.
Yep.
They lost that game by 30.
Yep.
And most of that came in the third quarter. when the Comets just came out and caught fire. So Michigan Center, to your point, are going to need to be able to lock down a little more on defense. They're going to have to know where Luke Laketa is at all times tonight.
Definitely.
But the problem is, so you lock down on Luke Laketa, any one of the other four guys in the court can hurt you.
Yeah, especially, you know, if you're sacrificing a big man to cover Luke Laketa, now you've got to deal with somebody on Jack Brockie who is long. You know, we don't really think of him as one of the big guys, but he's definitely tall and long, very athletic, and he's going to be tough to cover, too, one-on-one.
Yeah, and you like to have Donovan Kennedy's really the one that yeah. wants to hurt you in the paint the most.
Yep.
So you like to save Carter Wiley or one of your other longer guys to be down there with him because he's going to hurt you at point blank range down low. It's a difficult task
yes.
to try to contain this Hannibal Horton Comet offense. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, I liked a little bit of what I saw from Julio Brown. He looks really patient. I think at some point in this third quarter, if the Cardinals see themselves get down by 10 again or in that range, he's going to have to maybe do a little bit of trying to take over because I think he has that capability and he just needs to access it.
Yeah, and it's sometimes he gets a little too aggressive on the offensive end, and you see that. We saw it a lot with Kylan Brown, too. Jaleel has an issue with shot selection sometimes and can take not necessarily bad shots, but ill-advised shots early in the possession that leads to a defensive rebound, and then you're back on defense with no points. And they have to limit their empty possessions on the offensive end for sure.
Well, and again, it comes down to the question of defense where they would hit a big three, and then they just come down and Hanover would hit a big three.
Yep.
Trading buckets isn't going to work. They need to get stops and points. And it seems so obvious and so easy, but when you say it makes sense. Let's go ahead and take another two-minute break here on the halftime for Denny's On Demand. And then we'll come back. We'll run down those halftime numbers, Jason. 31-26, the Comets lead the Cardinals on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the half for Denny's On Demand, Denny's.com. You can order burgers and then pick them up on your way home from the game or wherever you might be hanging out. Jason, let's get the numbers for the first half.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Michigan Center's numbers first. You had Keegan Bennett with a deuce. Jaleel Brown led the team in scoring with 11, Trevor Keeler with 7, and then Ason Barber, Carter Wiley each with 3. On the flip side of that, for the Hanover Horton Comets, who lead this one 31-26, Luke Laketa had a monster first half with 15 points, Mitch Sauber with 5, Jack Brockie also with 5, then Trent Finnegan, Donovan Kennedy, and Rhett Laketa each with 2.
31-26 is where we stand. Comets with the lead at home against a Michigan Center Cardinal team that wants to keep the pressure on, keep it close, and give themselves a chance to win late. Really, they've been the closest challenge for Hanover Horton all year. Horton does have a couple of tough games coming up still on their schedule, but the number two team in all of Division III, according to the Detroit Free Press, the unbeaten Comets, final instruction from the benches, and we'll be ready to go thanks to Denny's Restaurant for the halftime, our second half of the game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't.
That's right. Yeah, the big one, if you are a Comet fan that you're circling on your calendar, is probably Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. They're 10-3 this year, and that one will be a showdown for sure. And then you've got Ipsy Lincoln later in the year. They're 8-1 right now as well.
Yeah, both games that I had on my radar there. A couple Ypsilanti teams. February 5th for Ipsy Arbor Prep and February 19th, Ipsy Lincoln. 8 minutes on the clock. Comets will have the basketball to start the second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Tim Hoffman, the official, gives to Kennedy, and he passes into Mitch Sauber. We're underway. Rhett Laketa at the top of the key, looking for a back cut to Jack Brockie. Good defense by Keeler to keep him from getting into the lane. Brockie gets a deep left wing. Finds Sauber down the corner. He'll look to drive from there. Drops it off for Luke Laketa on the baseline. Takes a dribble, steps back, misses the fading shot. Rebounded by Cosmet. He'll look up the floor to Wiley, left side. Back to Cosmet to reset. No numbers for the Cardinals. They'll slow it down. Right side, Jaleel Brown to the top for Wiley. Barber in the right wing. He'll drive into the elbow area behind the back. Brown takes a cut, baseline pump fakes, passes across the lane. He takes the shot up. He's at the free throw line. Instead, he gets a whistle, and they'll pass it in. But a nice pump fake by Brown.
Yeah.
Got the defender off his feet, and he bumped him. Cosmet will inbound. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. He's going to need to pass it in deep to Jaleel Brown before he gets that five-second call. Brown brings it up the floor for Michigan Center. Against Brocky into the corner for Cosmet. Tap now for Keeler. Drives from there into the lane. Bumped a little bit. Turns around. Jump hook. No. Rebound tapped by Wiley. Rebounded by Keeler. He's blocked by Rhett Laketa. And a pass across the lane to Barber is nearly stolen. Out of bounds. Last touch. Hanover Horton. Rhett Laketa with about three blocks here in this game.
Yeah, he has been everywhere in this one so far.
Cosmet back to Keeler. He hands off to Cosmet, deep right wing. Cross court for Keeler. Barber, right wing. Down to the baseline to Cosmet. Cosmet will give to Wiley at the top. He'll face up, pulls for three, got it! Good rhythm on the shot for Carter Wiley, 31-28. Cardinals strike first in the second half, 6:32 to go in the third. The lead is just two now for Hanover Horton. Brocky will drive from the wing, gets into the lane, and a nice jump hook. Pretty move by Jack Brocky. Push the lead back out to four. Cosmet, left wing. Gets into that free throw line area. Passes out of there. Barber outside the arc. Behind the back end of the lane. Now he'll pass out. There's a good look for Keeler for three. No. Hit the side of the backboard and still nearly went in, but comes off and rebounded by Hanover Horton with 6 minutes to go in the third. Jack Brocky, right wing. Top of the key for Luke Laketa. Cutting Mitch Sauber into the free throw line area, and he's good from there. Mitch Sauber always seems to get those open looks from that little free throw line area. And he's shoots a high percentage from there. Crossover from Cosmet to Barber in the corner. He'll drive into the lane, gets up into the air, blocked by Luke Laketa. Donovan Kennedy triggers the break. Passes over to Brocky, who leaves the lefty layup short, but Luke Laketa flies in for the rebound, and his tap attempt doesn't go, but he does get a whistle.
And that foul going to go on Ason Barber, his first, team's first.
The length down in the paint right now for Hanover Horton has been a difference maker with block shots coming left and right here. Kennedy will go to the bench now. Bryce Sanders into the game. 5:32 to go here in the third. It's 35-29 with Luke Laketa at the line. He had a big first half for the Comets, and he hits from the free throw line. 36-29. Comets get that lead right back out to 7 points. They're scoring bunches. Drive from Cosmet. Pump fakes. Now a handoff to Keeler. He spins. And we get a traveling violation. A little extra step on the spin. And we get a timeout from the Michigan Center bench. Let's take a 30-second break. 36-29, Comets lead on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.15 to go here in the third. Comets in the lead. 36-29, they'll have the basketball. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Mitch Sauber brings it up the floor for the Comets. Slightly left to center, but he crosses over, moves right. Passes off for Brocky. He'll fire for three. A deep three. Missed. Brown streaking after a long rebound. Hands it off to Cosmet. Up and under move. Too strong. Keeler rebounds. Put back. No good. Tap. Pulled in by Cosmet. Then knocked away by Luke Laketa. Last touch Comets. And that'll be Michigan Center basketball on the baseline. Couple point blank misses for Michigan Center. Cosmet will inbound, goes deep to Wiley, and Luke Laketa streaking, almost gets the steal. Jaleel Brown right there to pick it up, and the Cardinals have the basketball with Brown at the top into the corner for Barber. At the top of the key, Cosmic gets a screen from Wiley, rolls, but Luke Laketta did a good job of jumping that and making it so Cosmic couldn't make a pass. Cosmic goes to Barber in the corner looking for Wiley down in the low block. And we're going to get a whistle against the Comets.
I believe so. Looks like that one's going to go on one of the Lakettas.
Yeah, that's Laketta on that battle with Carter Wiley for position down there. Whistling for a foul. It looked like a clean battle to me, but the officials are closer to the action. Even though we're up here with great seats in the observatory. Brown passed across the lane. Looked like he might have been going to Wiley, but Wiley thought there was someone behind him. Mistakes like that cost you. Michigan Center with the turnover. Comet ball, Mitch Sauber for Hanover Horton.
Empty possession with no shot. Center can't afford many of those.
Right side, Luke Laketta trying to get to streaking Brocky Cosmet. Steps in and steals it. Triggers the offense for the Cardinals. Brown to Cosmet at the right wing. Works his way to the middle, into the lane. Now to Wiley, back to Brown. Jab, step, and drive. Brown out to an open Cosmet for a long two. Nothing but the bottom, and there's a good offensive possession for the Cardinals. 36-31, Comets lead. Brocky into the elbow, passes off to Sanders. Open look for Sauber on the right side, and he'll hit for three.
Cannot leave him that open.
Give Mitch Sauber that much space, he's going to hit it most of the time. 39-31, the lead back out to eight now. 3:34 to go in the third. Barber double-teamed, and a steal. Luke Laketta pries it free. Mitch Sauber ahead of everyone. And he'll take it and score it. 3:22 remains in the third. And it's 41-31. That lead gets back out to 10. Wiley will come off the screen for Cosmet. He crosses over. Passes to Keeler. Back out to Wiley outside the arc. He'll dribble to the middle. Into the lane. All the way around. Too strong with the left hand. It's rebounded by Luke Laketta. And he'll trigger the break for the Comets. Up the middle of the floor. Between two guys, it gets a Keeler, and we're going to get the offensive foul.
That's just the first personal on Luke Laketta. Team's third in the half.
The officials have kind of made it clear that they're not going to call fouls if you just get ahead of steam and plow in there. They're not going to bail you out with a foul call if you run someone over. Under 3 minutes here in the third, 41-31. The Cardinals trail by 10. Brown into the corner for Keegan Bennett into the game. Now Cosmet cross court to Brown. Puts it on the dribble. On the drive, hands, drops it off to Carter Wiley, who takes a power dribble into the lane, and the jump hook is good. Luke Laketta to the top. Brocky with a good open look, and he'll hit nothing but the bottom on that one.
They have so many weapons on this offense for Hanover, and you can't leave any of them any space.
2:27 to go on the third, 44-33. The lead is 11. We got a full timeout. Let's take a one-minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Jaleel Brown with the basketball from Michigan Center. Keegan Bennett, right wing. To the top for Trevor Keeler. Back to Brown, right wing. Into the corner for Bennett. Bennett will look to drive there. Spins out to Cosmet. Now in the corner for Bennett. Dribbles out of there to the wing. Now he'll look to drive. Double teamed. Passes out. Throws it away. Keeler saved it. Then he's called for a travel. Keeler had to chase that basketball down at the half court line. And out of the one-minute timeout, you don't like to come away with that. I don't think that's how Travis Gaddy drew it up in the timeout, Jason.
Yeah, definitely not. And again, another empty possession. Long triple try. Got it!
Trent Finnegan in the corner for Hanover Horton. So the Cardinals get an empty possession, and they give up a three on the other end. 47-33. 14-point lead's the biggest. And Cosmet knocks down a triple. For Michigan Center, cuts the lead back to 11. Brocky thinks about a three for a moment, slide step, and it'll be called for a travel.
Yeah, definitely drag that foot. Can't do that. So now another empty possession for Hanover, And we'll look to see if Michigan Center can capitalize on that as Ason Barber checks into the game. Minute 34 to go here in the third.
Shout out to the baton girl from Hannibal Horton.
She's killing it today.
Nonstop. Her arm's got to get tired at some point.
No, she's dedicated.
Minute and a half left in the third. Cardinals with the basketball. Keegan Bennett puts it on the deck against Finnegan. Looking to drive and dish into the corner for Brown. And Brocky with a near steal knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball. Bennett's going to fire it deep. Where Cosman will get it. Start the offense up for the Cardinals. Bennett to Barber, left wing. Gets a screen from Wiley. Rolls. Great feed. Wiley pump fakes. Gets Sanders up in the air. Sanders commits the foul. And Wiley will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Good job to draw the contact there. And that's foul number two on Bryce Sanders. Team foul number four. Oh, they're actually going to whistle that on Sauber.
And now they're going to, I think they're going to correct
it. Yeah. Yep, they are. And that's going to go on Bryce Sanders. I was right.
Sauber was respectfully disagreeing with the official there. The classic arms up.
Yeah. What did I do? I was over here.
47-36, Wiley at the line, and he hits.
Two for two tonight from the line for Carter Wiley. Both teams, really, not too many trips to the free throw line.
Wiley's really the only big man out there for the Cardinals all game. Boomer Perry comes in and he plays bigger than he is, but I'd never describe him as a big man.
Yeah.
Good trip to the line for Wiley. He gets the pair. 9-point lead for the Comets, 47-38, with a minute and 1 second to go here in the third. Brocky up to Sauber. Extra pass. Gets an open look for Sanders. Rhythm shot there for Bryce, and he hits it. 47-38. Becomes 49-38. Cosmic cross court to Barber. Trying to screen and roll with Wiley again. On the screen and roll, Wiley rolled, and Sanders will get whistled for a foul away from the ball. Pleading his case to the official.
And that's number three on Bryce. Team's fifth.
Cosman will look to inbound from the baseline. Keegan Bennett, Carter Wiley, Jaleel Brown, and Ason Barber on the floor. And now we'll get another whistle quickly here. And they'll call Carter Wiley for a push-off.
And that's going to be Wiley's third.
So perhaps Bryce Sanders' discussion had some impact.
A little makeup call. Yeah.
36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Mitch Sauber with the basketball for the Comets. They've got an 11-point lead in the basketball. Laketa from the wing looking down low, cutting Trent Finnegan. Tapped away briefly, but recovered by Sanders. Gets it out to Sauber. Now right side for Brocky. Picked up there by Ason Barber. Dribbles into the free throw line area. Looks to pass it out, and Bennett coming flying through there. He got his leg out, so we get whistle for the kicked ball. With 15 and a half, Comets will get it on the baseline. They like to float it into the middle of the lane on these inbounds sometimes. Nobody in there, though.
Oh!
Keta fakes the pass.
Wow!
What a fake. Fakes the handoff to Mitch Sauber. Splits two defenders. Goes to the bucket. Hangs in the air long enough to get the finish, and it's 51-38. Bennett will fire as time runs out on the quarter. 51-38.
Did that count? Yes, it did.
Who was that? Finnegan?
That
firing
was
from
Finnegan
half court.
From half court.
Absolutely drilled the half court triple. I got to be honest with you, Jason. I don't think any of the officials actually saw it,
no.
But they count it. And 54-38 is our score after a 3-1-minute break. We're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
38 after the three-pointer counts to the buzzer at the end of three. Second half, Minuteman, Sewer, Drain Cleaning. Cardinals with a deficit here. Biggest lead of the game for Hanover Horton. They move into a zone defense out of the timeout. Keegan Bennett drives out to Cosmet for three. Missed. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Barber. He puts it back up. Blocked by Luke Lucchetta, but must have got just enough of the arm. It's either going to go against him or Brocky. In the fray for to try to get that rebound, a couple guys went down to the floor. Who did they charge that to, Jason? Did you happen to notice?
I did not.
Barber hits the free throw. Trevor Keeler come back in, replacing Keegan Bennett. Starters on the floor for Michigan Center and also for Hanover Horton. Barber hits. No, back rim. Rebound tapped long by Brown. Barber's got it now open for three, and he hits that. Big shot. Nice trip down the floor for the Cardinals. 54-42. They cut the lead to 12. Sauber up the floor for the Comets. Into the corner for Kennedy. He passes down to Sauber. Out, still outside the arc, cross court to Rhett Lucchetta. Now to the elbow area for Mitch Sauber. He'll hand it off to Kennedy about a step behind the three-point line on the left side. Down low, great feed to
Nice.
Lucchetta. Tough finish, kind of a reverse finger roll. He got that one to go, 56-42.
They had done a really good job of cutting off that backdoor screen cut play, and that's going to be blocking foul on Luke Lucchetta.
I think he wanted to try and draw a charge on that one, but the official will call the foul against him. Three against Luke Lucchetta.
Mm-hmm.
Barber at the line for a couple of free throws.
And you've got Luke Lucchetta, Bryce Sanders, and Donovan Kennedy all with three fouls.
The Cardinals are in the bonus, 1-1. He missed the front end. Brett Lucchetta rebounds, outlet to Mitch Sauber. Into the corner for Brocky. He's trapped there. Passes off to Kennedy near the top of the key. Kennedy will get Sauber coming around a screen. There's a cut for Luke Lucchetta, stolen by Jaleel Brown. Brown up the right side. And Sauber steals it away. And he'll go all the way coast to coast. His reverse layup doesn't go. But he'll draw some contact on the way up, and Sauber will get a pair at the free throw line. 6:23 remains in this one. 56-42, Comets lead. Sauber will look to add to it from the charity stripe.
And that one goes on Trevor Keeler, his second. Just the team's third.
And Sauber hits that one. Still the starters on the floor for both teams. Sauber, Brocky, Rhett and Luke Lucchetta, and Donovan Kennedy. As Sauber misses the second free throw. Long rebound chased down by Trevor Keeler, and he gets it to Barber, who will dribble up for the Cardinals. Gets into the lane, into the air. Partially blocked by Luke Lucchetta, but he's going to get called for some body contact, and that'll get Barber back to the line.
Yeah, that's number four on Luke Lucchetta. Team's eighth.
With 6:16 to go in the game, Luke Lucchetta will go to the bench, and Bryce Sanders will look to come back into the game. As Barber misses the free throw, he's struggling at the line in this quarter. Michigan Center is going to have a chance to cut into this lead at the free throw line with a bonus the rest of the way. That free throw, nothing but net. 56-43, the lead's 13, and full court pressure here by the Cardinals. Kind of token pressure, though, as the Jack Brocky dribbles it up. At the top of the key, met there by Keeler. Right side for Sanders. He's going to put it in the deck, into the elbow. Now he'll dribble back out into the corner for Jack Brocky. Jab step and dribbles out to the wing. Cutting Sanders down low, blocked. Carter Wiley was there for the block. Then he races up the floor. Pass is tapped and stolen. Sauber gets the loose ball for the Comets. He'll spin.
Nice pass.
Cutting right. Look, that passes out to Sanders. Kennedy down on the baseline. He'll cut as he passes off to Rhett Laketa. He works back to the basket off to Sanders for three. Short and rebounded by Carter Wiley. 5.5 to go, 57-43. Drive by Brown. That was a nice move and just kind of set it in his right hand and scooped it. We'll get a 30-second timeout from the Cardinal bench. We'll take a 30-second break as well, 57-45 with 5:23 to go on WKHM.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, second half of this basketball game brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They clean drains. Others can't. They open them.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to maybe, it's going to be some frozen pipes of this bitter cold we got coming, right?
I would imagine so, yeah, especially if you have like a crawl space, you don't have any of the heated pipes or the heated tape and stuff like that. Yeah, you're gonna see plenty of frozen pipes, maybe some broken water mains and stuff. Always a mess.
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning when you have those problems. A little pressure from the Cardinals, and Brown will commit the foul on the steal attempt for here against Mitch Sauber. Just the fifth team foul against the Cardinals?
You are correct. That's team foul number four, oh. Jaleel Brown's second.
Kudos to the scoreboard operator. They just follows up on the board quick.
He's on it.
Donovan Kennedy, left wing. Looking to trap him. He dribbles through it. Cosmet steals the pass, though, and he's got a fast break. And all the way to the bucket. Sauber tried to jet through and steal it. Couldn't get his hands on it. And now a tap away on the inbound. And they'll blow the whistle against Trevor Keeler. Right in front of the Cardinal bench. I don't think Coach Gaddy agreed with the call, but he's applauding his guys for the effort. 5:02 to go, 57-47. Cardinals looking to double Jack Brocky. They inbound to Sauber instead. The pressure backs off. So Cosmet will pressure him up the floor on the dribble. Rhett Laketa, right wing. Dribbles to the top. Into the elbow area, backing down. Carter Wiley moves around him. And they're going to whistle Wiley. Looked to me like Laketa just kind of lost his footing and went down. I don't know if there's contact that caused it so much. Maybe a little bump. 57-47, 10-point game. Laketa can add to it from the line here. He's going to shoot a pair. Six-team foul against Michigan Center.
Yeah, and that's now four on Carter Wiley.
As Rhett Laketa hits. 4:46 to go. Cardinals, that's a tough spot. You don't want to take Wiley off the floor, but if he fouls out, he's got to go no matter what. They need him, trailing by 12. Drive by Brown out to Wiley. Steps back for three. Now pass over to Cosmet. Extra pass. Got a wide open look for Braden, and he knocks down the triple. It's 59-47.
Should be 59-50 my count.
Yeah, I think so. They just haven't updated it. Yeah, 59-50. So after I give the scoreboard operator kudos for the quick reaction to the fouls. What a drive by Jack Brocky. Gets up into the air. Slides his right hand out. Hooks it up over the defender. Gets the contact. Scores it. And the free throw. Pushes the lead back out to 11. And a chance to make it 12 with 4:21 to go. Great drive and finish by Jack Brocky.
Very impressive finish by Brocky on that one. And he will knock down the old school three-point play.
62-50 with 4:17 to go. Scores coming in. Erie Mason, 35. Onstead leads him 37-35 in the fourth quarter. Barber for three. Short. Rebound tapped. Great job by Brocky to hang in the air and tap it to himself. And he's pressured up the floor. He'll get it up to Sanders. Cross court to Mitch Sauber. Sauber spin move into the lane. Cutting Donovan Kennedy. Gets down low. Blocked. But he got some contact at the end, and he'll go to the line for a pair.
And that'll be Jaleel Brown, his third. Yeah, the Cardinals can seem to cut it down into that 9, 10, 11-point range, but just can't quite seem to make any headway into that lead.
It's tough to get stops against this very good Comet offense.
Kennedy misses the front end.
3:54 to go. Second attempt is also off. And tapped out by Sanders to Ratliketa, so an extra possession here for the Comets. Brocky will drive, pull up from the elbow, missed. Rebound tapped, it goes deep, and Brocky will chase it down. Ratliketa down low to Kennedy, passes out. Brocky, extra pass to Sauber, jab step and drive all the way to the bucket.
Wow.
Easy finish for Mitch.
Like the defense was standing still.
Great ball movement by the Comets on that possession. 64-50. They lead. Barber behind the back, move into the lane, blocked by Ratliketa. That's five by my count for him today. Sauber down to Kennedy
Alley. Oh!
Pretty pass, pretty finish. Comets 66-50 with 3:11 to go. Timeout, Cardinals. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 66-50 on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com. Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
What a beat from half court. On the money to a streaking Donovan Kennedy. He went up in the air and caught the alley-oop and finished it. Looked like he was up high enough to dunk that one, Jason. Instead, he went with the soft touch finger roll.
Hey, you know what? It works either way, and they both count the same number of points. So Donovan Kennedy went with what he was comfortable with. If he maybe didn't have that body in the way, he might have been able to think about throwing it down. But
I'll tell you what, that alley-oop dunk story is the one you're telling.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The rest of your days. Pistons lead Miami 59-39 at the half. Or excuse me, 53-39.
Here's Barber down into the corner. For Keeler, long three, and he got it.
He struggled from long range tonight, but that one was pretty as a picture. They might have to replace that net tonight after he ripped it up with that three-pointer. 66-53 out of the timeout. Near turnover there. Last touch Cardinals, and it'll stay Comet ball. Laketta to pass from the sideline. 2:54 to go. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Into the corner for Kennedy. Keeler comes out to pressure him and commits a foul.
Yeah, and that's four on Keeler now. Team foul number eight.
Only a couple minutes ago, Jason, it was looking like Michigan Center was in real good position on the fouls. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. Got a couple different guys in foul trouble.
Yeah, you're looking at Carter Wiley with four, Trevor Keeler with four, Jaleel Brown has three.
Kennedy at the line and the bonus, and he hits the front end of the 1-1.
And get a little bit of a tie up there, and they're going to tee up.
Who's that going to go against?
I think they're going to throw the technical on Jaleel Brown.
Confab on the floor with the officials.
Carter Wiley was tied up down low with Bryce Sanders. He got a kind of away from the situation, was standing next to Jaleel Brown. They whistled the tech, and then it looked like they pointed at Jaleel Brown.
Wiley and Sanders have kind of low-key been...
They've been battling.
Battling tonight.
So 30's going to get whistled for the foul. And not sure who they whistled that tech on.
We'll get the explanation from the score table here, it looks like. The explanation from the officials going on.
Kennedy misses the first of the Tech fouls. That's going to be Bryce Sanders' fourth. And that one, yeah, they did whistle Wiley for the Tech. So that's, if they score this like they did the other game, he's done for the night. Because that's five.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to get Alex Boomer off the bench and into the game for the Cardinals.
He's going to come in and shoot the free throw. I like those shoes Alex Boomer's sporting.
Yeah.
It's red and black. Let's go with that Cardinal uniform. He misses the first free throw. That's got to be rough to come cold off the bench, haven't played all night, and shoot some free throws in front of this capacity crowd.
Yeah.
So now we'll go to the other end and shoot the... And do we get another free throw coming?
I think we've got one more free throw coming to finish this off, and then Hanover is going to get the ball. And we'll get a substitution in just a moment.
And Luke Laketa misses from the stripe.
And now Alex Boomer will take a seat, and Keegan Bennett will come in.
And Laketa with a 0-for trip there. Missed them both.
Yeah, Rhett Laketa just 2-for-5 from the free throw line.
Luke Laketa,
okay. I'm sorry. Rhett's 2-for-2.
I say he tore up the net on a couple of them.
Yes, he did.
2:53 to go, 67-53. Hanover Horton a little bit comfortable here with a 14-point lead with under 3 minutes to go. Sauber crosses over and gets down to the elbow. Pass attempt tapped by Bennett, but nobody can save it. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay Comet ball.
Looking to quickly get this one inbounded.
Get it into Rhett Laketa working baseline all the way under the basket. Reverse layup is good.
He made that look easy.
Keegan Bennett open for three, missed it. Rebounded Sauber. 2:31 to go, 69-53. Brocky to Rhett Laketa. Finds Kennedy cutting under the basket. He's doubled, he'll dribble out. And now we'll get a whistle. And it's going to be, is this something unsportsmanlike from the student section?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to whistle the student section for something.
You got a athletic director over there trying to lay down the law. Sauber inbound, gets it to Rhett Laketa, faces up with Keeler on him. Now he'll dribble out to the wing. There's Brocky at the top. Out to Laketa. There's Luke Laketa, pump fakes from the top of the key. Left wing for Brocky. Finds Luke Laketa alone down in the low block. And he goes for a double dribble.
Well, that's odd because the official on the wing called it, and there was an official literally right in front of Laketa that didn't call it.
They don't catch that. It's kind of an accidental double dribble, and the player might not even realize they're doing it. Brown fires for three. Rebounded by Kennedy. Donovan will dribble out of the trap, and foul committed by Jaleel Brown with 1:55 to go at 69-53. Cardinals running out of chances here.
Yeah, and that's going to be number four on Jaleel Brown. Double bonus for the Comets. Kennedy can't knock down the front end. Kennedy 1-for-4 from the stripe today.
That one rattles out too. Second one, Brown almost had it, but there were three Comets around him, and they eventually get the loose ball. And looks like that Keegan Bennett grabbed Sauber real quick and committed the foul, so he'll go to the stripe. Mitch will see if he can get some points from the line for the Comets as the crowd starts to find their way to the exits, trying to beat the traffic.
Yeah, and there's going to be plenty of it for sure.
The parking lot was nearly full when we got here.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes into the JV game. Yeah, I think by now if you're a Michigan Center and or Hanover Horton fan, when you know these two teams are playing, you get there early so you can get a seat.
Yes, because you know it's going to fill up quick.
And Sauber missed a free throw.
We'll get mass subs in here now.
I get the feeling that this Comets team is going to be practicing free throws this weekend.
So you have Liam O'Dell, Josh Sisk, Alex Boomer, Jim Smith into the game, and Cole Sova for the Cardinals with the mass subs.
Jim Smith. John Smith.
Really? Oh, yeah, John. Yep, I can't read my own handwriting. Sauber hits the back end.
Liam O'Dell with the basketball. Into the corner to John Smith. Josh Sisk from the top. Has pocket picked by Brocky. Turns it back over. John Smith passes to O'Dell. Too hot to handle, and the ball trickles out of bounds. 70-53 now the score, and we'll get the bench mob in here for the Comets.
So you'll have Jeremy Van Epps. Who else we got here? Bryce Sanders, Matt Johnson, Trent Finnegan, and I'm missing one, number 23, Damon Preston.
Damon S. Preston Esquire.
I knew it. There it is.
He's got the basketball. Finnegan at the top. Leave him some space. He'll fire. Finnegan's got a great stroke. That might be the first three-pointer I think I've seen him miss. Comets get the offensive rebound. There's a shot from the baseline. Jeremy Van Epps with the jumper. 72-53, 106 to go. Behind the back dribble for the Cardinals. Sisk open from the baseline for two. He'll fire. No good. Rebound tapped away from Alex Boomer. Comets can't save it. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It'll stay Cardinal basketball.
Better hurry.
They get it into Cole Sova. He'll get it out to Sisk. 53 seconds to go. 72-53. Comets up by 19. Boomer will screen for Sisk. Passes to O'Dell. Gets into the elbow. And Drugas pivot foot.
That's a no-no.
Travel. Seconds. Van Epps with the ball for the Comets. Left wing for Finnegan. Catches Van Epps on the cut. Missed the layup. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Sisk coming up the floor to Sova in the corner. Goes down low to Boomer. Back and down. Double teamed. They'll need to pass it out of there. Into the lane. There's a shot for the Cardinals. Liam O'Dell who scores it. 72-55.
This might be the quietest 72 points I've ever seen put up in a game.
Kind of came out of nowhere, yeah. It feels like, but it's going to keep the Comets unbeaten. They'll wear out the clock. A fire from Van Epps, and he hits the bottom of the net.
Wow.
Casual fling at the buzzer. Sets the margin of victory at 20 points, 75-55. Hanover Horton over Michigan Center, and they stay unbeaten on the year. Let's take a two-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and get you your Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. We'll go over the numbers. We'll set up our next broadcast. 75-55 the final here on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith on the post game here for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Yesterday, Bob, Subway's who box lunches for an area sports team. So if you got a soccer team or
yeah.
hockey.
Any kind of sporting event. Yeah. And you need to get some lunches for those kids. Get in touch with one of those Jackson area Subways, and they can work that out for you.
Anything you want to keep score of, Tommy?
I can keep packs of beer, soda in here. It's a Friday night. I'm looking forward to getting into the weekend. Catch all the scores tomorrow morning here at WKHM with Greg O'Connor, Sports Saturday from 8 till 10. And then, of course, the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show from 10 to 11. Great Saturday morning programming at WKHM. 75-55 the final. Hanover Horton too much for the Cardinals. They lead them by 10 at the half, and then they win them by 20. So they outscored by 10 both halves, and that was just kind of that kind of game that I think right now this Hanover Horton team is about 10 points better per half than this Michigan Center team. They're just Cardinals seem too often to struggle on the offensive end. When they really needed points, they just couldn't find buckets, or like you said, Jason, maybe don't even get a shot off on too many possessions.
Yeah, a lot of sloppy, errant passing, and it might just be the system that they run. There are a lot of skip passes, a lot of cross-court passes, a lot of things that you don't normally see out of a high-functioning offense. A lot of pace and space type of things that just couldn't quite work out for Michigan Center. And you couple that with missing buckets, and you couple that with tons of empty possessions, and you find yourself in a position like you did today. You're going to beat the mediocre, and you're going to beat a couple of good teams, but you're not going to beat, you know, the great teams, or if you want to go that some of the teams that are elite.
Right. That's you can't blame Michigan Center for all those empty possessions. Hanover Horton is a good defensive team. They play the passing lanes as well as anybody. Rhett Laketa had 5 block shots tonight, and those were on shots that may otherwise, they're otherwise open layups. Mm-hmm. And he's there to take those shots away with blocks. So they do a lot of things well on the defense. So Michigan Center can blame them a little bit for some of those times they come away without points. But 75-55 our final.
Yeah, and Hanover's a team that we talk about their offense a lot, and they average about 70 points a game, and they can hang 80 on you in the blink of an eye, but they also only allow about 37 a game. So for Michigan Center to put up 55 tells you what a good team they are, but also tells you, you know, that Hanover is just, they're stifling defensively.
They can be for sure. They gave up 26 points to Addison.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do lock down on defense, and I'm sure that's something that they think about first before they even think about scoring, is let's shut down that other team.
Yeah, and we don't track stats like this, but points off of turnovers would be an interesting stat to see in this one, because it seemed like Hanover just consistently picked up key turnovers when they needed them and then converted them into points.
And if Hanover didn't struggle from the free throw line there down the stretch, could be an even wider margin of victory. And people who usually don't struggle at the line with that, we had that weird technical foul, personal foul, where they were shooting free throws at both ends, and Luke Laketa missed a pair, which is uncommon.
Yeah.
Mitch Sauber missed a couple free throws, which is really uncommon. So that's something they may shoot free throws in practice just to, you know, as punishment for missing them in the game, but not something that I really worry about for this team down the long run. They're generally a pretty good free throw shooting team. But our player of the game tonight, head and shoulders above the rest, Luke Laketa comes out and gets 20 points, and he was on the scoring right from the get-go.
Yeah, he had 15 in the first half, lit it up all throughout the first half, was really a catalyst at both ends of the floor. We have to give the honorable mention, of course, to Rhett, who had, I think you counted probably 5 or 6 good blocks in this game.
Yeah, I counted 5, it could have been 6 or maybe even 7. He was just stifling down low.
Yeah.
That missile defense down there, blocking shots like crazy. So we'll take a quick break here and come back and get the rest of the numbers and to set things up for our next broadcast. 75-55 the final on WKHM.